And now, Kinderlach, we are continuing.
Okay.
You want that one? Okay. We are continuing with the story of Rav Baruch Levi Hazin, which comes from Sefer HaZichronos. And last part, we heard how Rav Baruch ended up in the town of Yazin. And he got a special job that was perfect for him. He would deliver milk things from the little farm into the city. And he had good people to learn from, friends and teachers, and especially the Lip of Lvov, the old Yid. And there would be no doubt that Baruch would continue to stay in Viazin, which he felt very comfortable in, unless something happened, something that happened in the middle of the winter, which made his life bitter. Belly. Okay, relax. It was one cold winter day, and Baruch brought. It was one cold winter day, and Baruch brought to Viazin the milchik products. Moshkale, come sit next to Tati. I don't know. He brought the milk product of the almana, and he also bought some schayra. to bring back to the farm. And he came to the house of the almana late at night, when he was very tired and freezing. After he rested a little bit, and the warmth came back to his body, so he davened Ma'ariv and he ate something. And he was planning to return back to the city. It wasn't so far, but it was a cold winter night. And to spend the night, as he always did, in the base medrash. So the almana told him, Baruch, it's very late, and it's freezing, it's dangerous to walk back. Why don't you sleep over here, and in the morning, go into the town. And Baruch agreed, it made sense, and the almana, she was a nice lady, she prepared him a bed. And Baruch said, Krishma, with a lot of kavana, and he lay down to sleep. But Baruch couldn't fall asleep. For the first time in his life, he realized that he's doing the Aveira of Yichud. He was alone in the house with a woman, which is not allowed. And he got very scared of it, because it was something that never happened to him. And he just jumped out of bed and ran outside and started rolling, half-dressed. He was wearing like his pajamas. He started rolling on the snow. And that was some of the sigufim that he took upon himself as a kapara, to do tshuva for the thoughts of aver that he had. And he was freezing. He went back into the house. He got dressed quickly and immediately left on the way to the town. He came to the Beis Medrash where he always stayed after Chatzos, and didn't even go to sleep. He started to say Tehillim, with crying and begging. And he had felt very bad that he agreed to stay in her house of the almana and go into Chashash of Yichud, which made him had thoughts of not good things of Averis. And he decided at that moment that he's not anymore going to work for the lady. And he even wanted to talk to Reb Lipovov, the old Yid, about it, but he was too embarrassed. But now he had a problem. He needed new parnasa. And he found it, Baruch Hashem. What was his new parnasa? Baruch from Viazin hired himself. It means he started to work for a Yid called Reb Eliyahu Shleima the Villager. He was a farmer. And he also had a similar kind of farm, a milk farm in a nearby village. And he had the same kind of job. He would bring milk things from the town to the city, and things from the city back to the town. But this now he didn't even have to carry it on his back. The villager, Eliyahu Shleima, gave him actually a horse and wagon to do the trip every week. Actually, twice a week. Twice a week, Sunday and Wednesday, Baruch would deliver things back and forth, the Rebbe Eliyahu Shlomo, the villager, and the rest of the week he sat day and night and learned Torah. Baruch would have continued to do this and be happy from his way of life, and especially that Eliyahu Shlomo, his boss, the person that he worked for, the villager, seemed to be a tzaddik nister, because it happened more than once that that Baruch saw him learning at home, alone, and learning Torah deeply, and even though he was like, he looked like a simple man. But Baruch was not happy. He felt that he needs something more than just learning Gemara. Something that's going to light up his neshama with a bigger light. He wanted to connect with Hashem in a stronger, revealed way. It's true that when you learn Torah and learn Gemara, you connect to Hashem, but he wanted to feel it. And he felt that learning Gemara alone is not enough to serve Hashem properly. And when did that start? When did he start feeling that way? It started when he found, one day, he saw a sefer called Avodas HaKodesh, which is a sefer of Kabbalah. And this sefer woke up by him the desire, the tshuka, to find some more ruchnistic things in Avodas Hashem. But the sefer itself was not enough. It didn't fulfill his need. And he said, I need to find a special way to serve Hashem and to do this. And he heard a rumor one day that in the city of Brisk, far away, there's a yeshiva. And this yeshiva is led by the Gaon Tzaddik Reb Shloimeh. And he heard that this yeshiva probably has what he wants. It's a yeshiva that they don't only learn Gemara. So he decided to go to Brisk. And obviously, like everything he did, he didn't have a horse and wagon. He only had a horse and wagon for the farmer, but now he had to go away from the city. He went by foot. And when he finally came to Brisk, he heard a lot in Brisk, in the city of Brisk, people were talking a lot about Reb Shloimeh's yeshiva and about Reb Shloimeh himself, his personality, his yeshiva. Reb Shloimeh was known not only as a big goyin, but also in a special way in serving Hashem. The yeshiva had 60 talmidim, 60 bachrim. All were older than Baruch. Some actually were not even bachrim, they were married, and they lived by their in-laws. Their father-in-law supported them, but they sat and learned in Reb Shloimeh's yeshiva. At the beginning, Reb Baruch didn't have the guts to come over to the Reish Yeshiva and tell him that the reason why he's coming to his yeshiva is because he likes his way in serving Hashem. He was still a little bit shy, and Baruch spent a few days in the yeshiva without telling anyone about himself. He just sat there and learned. And he found in the yeshiva a special thing, which in those days, these days it's simple. In those days it was a big deal. He found a room full of books, a library. And had books that some of them he never heard about even. Not only was there Sfarim of Halacha and Sfarim of Pirushim and Gemara, but he also found Sifrei Chakira, and Chakira means Sfarim that deal with about learning about Hashem himself. And he found Sfarim of Kabbalah, and Sfarim of Musar. And Baruch now, because he was a very smart man, smart boy, he used to learn very well. Now he had Sfarim. Till now he didn't have all these Sfarim. All the only Sfarim he had was Gemaras. Now he had Sfarim that were talking about other things besides Gemara, and he was able to discover new worlds. Till now he knew nothing about. There were two Sfarim that really impressed him, and they kept him busy, very busy. One was called Sefer HaMefoyer, which was written by Rabbi Yosef Katz, or Kautz. And the second one was called Reish Yischachma. Actually, Tati has Reish Yischachma in the house, which was written by Rebbe Eliyahu Devidash. These Sfarim opened a window for him.
You have the first one.
I don't have the first one. No. They opened a window for him to a new world full of light. The first one taught him how to have Kavana when he davens. Every letter and every word of davening is very, very special. You have to have a lot of Kavana. And to be makpid that the tefillahs should come from a clean heart, and they should be said very clearly, so they should be able to go up to the Kisei HaKavod. And the second Sefer taught him how to serve Hashem with Kedusha and Tahara, and to purify his Midas.
And the way it was in this yeshiva, Reb Shlomo in Brisk, that anyone who wanted to be accepted to the yeshiva had to be tested by Reb Chaim Uri. Reb Chaim Uri was one of the Rosh Yeshivas, he was one of the teachers in the yeshiva. So Baruch waited for his turn. While he was waiting, Baruch listened to the shiurim that were said in the yeshiva, and he managed to realize this special siddurim that were there. Nevertheless, most of his time he spent in the room, which was filled with lots of bookcases full of svarim, and he really loved it. He couldn't go away from there. Most of the day he was sitting over there and reading. And it was a little room with two windows. One window went to the chotzer, to the big yard, and the other one to a little garden. Baruch would sit next to the window by the garden. He would sit by the window hours and hours learning this or that sefer. Once, Baruch was sitting, as usual, learning the sefer, Eishes Chachma. And into the room walked in the Gaon, Reb Shlomo himself, which usually Reb Shlomo, you didn't even see him most of the day. He was in his own room. Baruch didn't notice. Suddenly, he hears a voice. Who are you, young Bacher, and what are you so into? Baruch took his eyes off of the Sefer, and he looked up, and he saw the Rosh Yeshiva himself. Baruch was like shocked and scared. He had no words to say. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we will listen to what happened next.